Now in its eighth year, this competition has generated a wonderful series of exhibitions and provided a lasting record of Australian politics over the last decade. Thanks to the generosity of Australia's cartoonists, 279 entries came to the museum from 63 artists, and 83 of these cartoons appear in the exhibition that we're opening today.
The greatest amount of feedback I get is from the cartoons. You know, it touches a chord with Australians. It strikes a chord that runs to what we really are as Australians. And let's face it, we like to laugh, and we especially like to laugh at those in authority. It's something that's deep down in us. And I also think that for people out there, if you're like me, I find the political system, even though I've worked in it, it's an impenetrable thing, and I think cartooning breaks that down. And it allows a bit of solace, and you almost feel like you're getting your own back on the politicians. Quite often in this country, the cartoonists are well ahead of the columnists. And try it for yourselves next week. Have a look at the cartoons of people like Moyer, Leake, Warren, Alston, Knight, Leahy, Kadelka, Katsoukas, Pryor, Wilcox and Nicholson. The columnists try to catch up with thousands of words, and more often than not, the cartoonists work at summing the whole situation up days before and with far more rapier accuracy and wit. Australian political cartooning is in a great place. The best political cartoon for 2004 is the wonderful Mark Knight from the Herald Sun.
Wow. To get something like this is quite special, because I believe that doing what I do is reward enough in itself. To have the ability to, I guess, cast a vote every day on what's going on in politics is indeed a special thing. To me, the job is a lot of fun, which I think, personally for me, is the secret to it.